This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Good morning, DCR.
Got the number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Cut him every trash, DMT for short. Wonder if we best, want you peep the score. Sports Center E, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, and a good the Friday morning. It is July the 23rd, 2021. Another summer Friday is upon us. The show, of course, is DCR, taking you till 8 o'clock this morning when KJZ tags in and takes over. Chris Canty with a long weekend, so he will not be here with us today. But, oh, Rick, you and I have a lot to get into, so it's easy for me to turn to you and say, good morning. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing fantastic. It's a Friday. Just me and you. You'll get your first taste of free range radio today. We got an open and everything. You're going to love it.
I thought we had an open last week. So we have free range radio and we have the cookout?
The cookout, we're teasing the cookout. Little taste of the cookout.
What do you mean?
A sampler.
Like a small French restaurant kind of portion of the cookout?
A little tapas.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger food.
What time is the cookout happening?
Because we're still
FRR 6:45, right?
FRR 6:45. Yeah, we're gonna have to figure that out. We're workshopping, is what this is. It's like going to the tasting, like me and you going with RJ to the tasting.
I want to go to that tasting with RJ.
I would love to do that.
Although, to be honest, now I don't know that I could go.
Why?
Because I'm on the diet.
No, stop with the diet.
No. Love bacon.
You can have a taste. We don't have to gorge ourselves.
But therein lies the issue. And herein lies the dilemma. And really the problem that is me is that if I go to the tasting and they bring out, you know, little mini grilled cheese sandwiches, I have one, I might as well have 10.
Multiple cream cheeses.
Make sure they're not poisonous for RJ and Ange. I got to try them.
No, but I think here's the thing, though. We just tell the people when we walk in, hey, let's limit this thing. Dave can't control himself.
Yes.
In all honesty, Rick can't control himself.
That's right.
You have a cereal eater on your hands.
Yeah, so we go just, if you're going to bring the mini grilled cheeses, we go just one. Give me a little tiny grilled cheese just to taste. Maybe some pigs in a blanket, bacon-wrapped scallops.
Yeah, see, but this is, I just see, you know, like people see money signs just dancing in front of their eyes? I see calories. You're looking at a 3,000 calorie tasting, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Plus, I wasn't asked.
Well, I mean, you did.
If RJ really were looking for some kind of a dilemma for me, at the moment, he would hop on and be like, I would like you to be at the tasting.
I think he's mad at you. I think more importantly, Ange is mad at you.
What, RJ? Why is there anger and upset?
I wouldn't say there's anger.
Why is there upset? I'm new to this. I didn't know there was anything happening.
No one's mad at you. No one's mad at you. I don't think the tasting will have an attendance for you. But
what? Oh wow!
You know,
that's just, you just made your mind up. Like I'm not welcome at the tasting.
Well, you just said I'm saving you from yourself.
No, see, I don't believe that.
I do.
So if I said, you know what, in spite of the fact that I can't take calories like that on. I'd still like to go to the tasting and support the two of you. Then you know how legitimate I am, the adoration I have for both of you.
Like that kind of party.
The wedding. Then would you invite me?
I would, but so yesterday, if you were listening, Michael said he actually expects you to win the wager, but he thinks it will result in medical issues for you, which I don't want to happen.
Which is certainly possible. See, I love the fact that everyone, you know, make fun of him. And then they hear he's focused and he's going to do this. And then like, yeah, no, he's just crazy enough. He's going to get this done. I love that.
Yeah, I don't think that's not a compliment. I mean, that's
No,
just,
I think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, I think it's a tremendous compliment. You know what? We'll make fun of him. You know, we'll ride him with this. We don't believe in this. Is he going to lose the weight and get to one? Oh, yeah, no, he's just crazy enough to do it. He'll make himself ill to do it. We're having No Food Saturday starting next week.
Meatless Fridays have turned into No Food Saturdays?
No Food Saturdays. Yeah.
Maybe, listen, in retrospect, maybe you look at this the wrong way. I mean, you were on Don's list yesterday. Maybe we all love you so much that we realize the only way to get you to really focus in on your health is to push you to a certain point.
Maybe this is like tough love is what you're saying?
I think that's what exactly what it is. For me, it is at least. I can't speak for the other guys.
I think maybe that's true, and it doesn't matter. And the beautiful thing is this was a priority prior to this whole incident going down, and now it's like priority number one. It's going to happen. By the way, what a terrible – and we'll get into it later. I'm sure during the cookout people will call and want to roast the list, but what a terrible list by Dunn.
No, it was embarrassing. I mean, it's an embarrassing list. I don't know. That was
You were. I don't even think you were thought of.
No, that's fine. No, it's fine. Like I don't consider myself
It's not. I can't even say you were an afterthought. You were not considered on the list.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like that list was like in my expertise. Mm-hmm. Like I don't consider myself in that kind of company.
You don't.
No, I don't drive shows. I mean, what you do is harder than what I do.
Yeah,
I give you all the respect
in
the world.
But not to get like you and Chris got didn't get consideration.
No, that's fine. And I'm fine with it. I mean, you drive the show. You host the show. And we sit back and we follow your lead.
So if you didn't hear the list, here is, in fact, the list. Don gave his top five hosts at the station, everyone available. Hardesty 5. Now, I question this. It's put up on my call screener, and it has Hardesty 5, question mark. Gordon Damer, 4, question mark. Rothenberg, 3, question mark. Carlin, 2, question mark. And Han, 1, no question mark. I mean, that's the thought process is you can't even question why Han would be number one. So we will revisit the list. Here's what I'm going to ask you right now, because I don't want to get into the Yankees and what a collapse and disaster again that was last night. But if there was one on the list that you would take out and swap in, who would it be?
If there was one I would take out and swap someone else in?
One that you would take out and swap in, who would it be? And I'm not even saying you can't keep them in your top five. But let's just for argument's sake, you don't think Carlin's 2, you take him out of 2, and you put whoever you'd like in that spot.
Who are you taking out?
Well, first of all, I mean, I would move everybody down, and I would have K number 1 on the list.
You'd have K1.
I would have K1.
All right, so then there you go. So you would take Allen out of 1, no disrespect to Allen, and you would put K there.
I would put K number 1.
Okay.
Afternoon drive, and then he goes and he's the voice of the Yankees. I mean, that's...
And he didn't even make the top 5.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that completely, I mean, Rosenberg does 2 shows.
Yeah, no, but you know what? I agree with Don on this one. Why should he get extra credit for doing a show on another station? Well, I think Peter's talented. No, I'm not saying he doesn't
morning drive,
to be in
though.
This top 5.
I mean, he does morning drive and afternoon drive.
I get it. But still, I don't think outside things that you do should be in consideration with the list.
No, listen, here's the other thing, though. And Peter has driven shows before. I mean, that you have to take that into consideration. Like, all the guys on that list are capable of driving shows and doing solo shows. Like, I will freely admit, I would not want to do a solo show. I couldn't do it.
You
I hate it,
it,
actually.
I'd actually like to see you do it.
No, I would not enjoy it. I would hate doing it.
Here's what I would do for you, because I care for you the way that I do. I would be kind of in the bullpen. And you do, let's just say for argument's sake, huge game. Rick, we really want you to host a show. You say, I'm not comfortable doing a show by myself for 3 hours. Here's what I would do. You go on to do, say, a 9 to noon, and I'm sitting there on hold. I'm sitting there, and then if you're like, you know what? I'm struggling. I don't feel comfortable. I'm
today.
Not confident. Like that, then they call me in, and I pop on, and the two of us do the show. That because I think you could do it, and I think you'd be so proud of yourself once you did it that I would be willing there to babysit all along the way.
Good Thursday morning. I've done it before. I used to do. I mean, I was doing a Sunday show. I was doing a national show on Sunday that I hosted.
Not by yourself.
No, it wasn't by myself, but I hosted. I drove it.
No, I know you did. But I would like you to do a show, show by yourself.
No, I don't want to do it.
It's Damer and DePietro and...
We've heard how this turns out.
Well.
We've seen this movie.
No, the Rick DePietro show. It'd be terrific.
I'd have to name it something different. So just in case it went sideways, people wouldn't know it was me.
Exactly.
No, I'm good.
Rick DePietro here, 98.7 ESPN. You can catch DCR and DePietro, Kathy Rothenberg, 5 o'clock on Monday morning. It'd be great.
Just do reads the entire show. This is brought to you by Straight Talk.
Yeah, this is very serious stuff.
Let's take a call. No, I'm good.
You do great.
I'm happy with
where
I'm at.
You know what maybe we'll do? Maybe we'll take the training wheels off. Maybe at 6:30 this morning, leading into Free Range Radio, you host that segment.
No.
Maybe I sit back and I watch.
No, like, stop trying to do less work. All you try to do is less work.
It's a summer Friday.
No, I don't care what it is.
Yeah,
so are you. Do your work. Do your job, please.
But here's what I'll... You know what it's like? Has Milo ridden a bike yet? Have you taught him that?
Yes, Milo rides a bike.
Okay. So, I don't know why you're laughing. It's not like he's 15. He's 6 years old, right? So, it's like when you're with him and you're running with him and then you're like, all right, I'm going to let you go for a minute and you let him go. And then he can do it. Great. This is wonderful. That's what it'll be like. 6:30. I'll hold on and then I'll let you go. And then if you need me, I'm right here.
I'll pass.
And if you skin your knee, you know, we've got new skin. I'm right here. I'll wipe the tears away and I'll dab it on you.
No, new skin burns. I have to use.
For a second though.
Yeah, but I used to use that for bowling in my bowling league. If I got a little blister because of the humidity, little new skin, second skin. Boom! Right in the thumb. Back in action.
Oh, you're missing the point.
I'm trying to avoid the point. I don't want to do it.
RJ, you're the producer.
Say no, RJ.
I'm asking you seriously. Do you think it would be a great idea? 6:30, we allow Rick to do this solo, and I'm here with my hands ready to go to catch him if in case he falls.
I think he would do well, and I would support it. However, I'm not going to push him into a corner. I think we're at risk of him turning his Comrex off during the break.
Everyone does that.
And disappearing for 90 minutes.
Yeah, you'll have a Krisky situation there at 6:30.
I've done what I came to do.
The wild pitches all over the place.
Yeah, it would get wild. By the way,
I think he would throw the segment, maybe start cursing so he knew we had to get rid of him.
You know what? That's a shame.
By the way, too.
I mean, listen, Canty did it the other day, so you would just pick up on that.
Canty did what the other day?
He was cursing.
Oh, yeah, he was cursing, yeah. That was a good drop. I wish we would play that more. By the way, sneaky good idea. Rather than running behind the bike, I threw on the rollerblades and rolled behind the bike.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that's real good. Because now I got the speed. Now I can kind of just, I can glide with him. Extra protection.
Mm-hmm.
Worked perfectly.
I like it a lot. All right. So we're going to do a lot of Yankees today. And I mean, the Yankees fan must be so disheartened and so angry and so frustrated for so many reasons, Rick. You had that game. It's over. You mentioned, why not keep Sessa in? What did he go? Five pitches in the eighth? So easy, effortless. No, we have to follow the script. Chad Green is the closer tonight. Chad Green is available. We're going to go to him. That implodes. I mean, the Yankees have had so many of these. It happens again last night. They completely collapse. You can't go to Chapman, because that'd be 3 days in a row. They never deviate from the script. And the thing is, and I said this in our pre-show meeting, you win that game last night, and it's another win over the Red Sox. It's 3 in a row over them. It's 5 in a row overall, and you start to feel good about this team. Cole's on the mound tonight, and all of a sudden things are changing, and now it's the same old Yankees you've seen all year long.
Well, you feel like now all of a sudden you win that game last night. Montgomery pitches great again. Again, no run support, which is crazy. I mean, that's one run. The Yankees have scored him one run in his last six starts.
I mean, you can't make that up.
And that rain delay hurt the Yankees. I know, you know, Boston all of a sudden, you know, their starter is out of the game and he pitched. I mean,
surprised they stopped it after what they, like their track
dude,
record.
That was, let's I know, just, that was like a monsoon.
Through.
Yeah, but I mean, Houck was really good. His slider's filthy. But I mean, the way Montgomery was pitching, he probably goes longer in that game. You know what I mean? Which you needed because your bullpen right now is a bit of a mess. But I mean, Aaron Boone said it after the game. It's another gut punch. Well, how many gut punches can Yankees fans take? I mean, we're going back and forth before the show. Where does this one rank? I mean, you had the Angels game, then you had the Houston game before the break.
That's got to be number one, right?
I think Houston's got to be number one. But I mean, Dave, you mentioned a couple things. I mean, this would be the third straight against Boston, be 5 in a row, and you got Cole pitching tonight. So now all of a sudden you're saying to yourself, okay, at least, I mean, the way Cole is pitching, the worst we're going to do in this series is probably a split. We win tonight, Cole takes care of business, and then all of a sudden we're looking to win 3 out of 4. One more in the next two. And it's, I mean, it's a huge success. Huge success. But, I mean, it's another one of those crazy losses, man. I mean, Green, clearly his fastball wasn't right. He didn't have, I mean, he didn't have the kind of life that we used to see from Chad Green. And then Kresge was a disaster. Disaster.
What did he throw, 4 wild pitches?
4. It could have been 5. I mean, you can give him credit for 5. I mean, the one was on the walk to Bogarts.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. I don't think it, I think that's the first time that's happened.
That there's been 4 wild pitches in one inning?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's as bad as you could get. I mean, it was horrendous.
In the history of baseball, this game has been going on for, what, 170 years now at this point? There has never been an extra inning or extra innings where you've had 4 wild pitches in one extra inning.
Nope. His first pitch was a wild pitch.
In the history of the game.
No, his first pitch was a wild pitch. He legitimately threw 3 wild pitches to Bogarts.
Yes.
Legitimately. I mean, the last one was the walk, but still, it was back to the backstop. I mean, that's, I'm telling you right now, I don't even know how to, if I was a Yankees fan, I don't even know how I would feel today.
They must feel sick to themselves.
They have to be sick to their stomach.
It really is the perfect day for the cookout, right? Air your grievances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's blame to go around. You know what? What's even worse, though, Dave, is we take so many phone calls, and I listen to the K-Show, and they take so many phone calls. Yankees fans, you can feel it. Like, it's more than just the toe. Like, they're starting to fall in love with this team, the way they play. They're fun to watch. They're exciting. They're stealing bases. You got, I mean.
Yep.
You had that situation in the eighth where LeMahieu leadoff walk. Then of all people, he steals second. You know what I mean? And then Stanton just puts a ball in play. Right? Boom. Odor perfectly executed sacrifice bunt. Like you could. It was a perfect inning. Perfect inning. And you get a 2-run lead. And then, then all hell breaks loose.
And the thing that's so maddening about this season is what would you say the one thing that you believed coming into the year was going to be successful?
Like the bullpen.
The bullpen, right? Over everything else, at the end of the day, if the offense is not great for a stretch or the starting pitching struggles, we have the bullpen to always rely on. I mean, how many of these games has the bullpen come? Forget about losing, Rick. You know, having a 1-run lead, Diaz a couple years back, that was amazing and uncomfortable and difficult to deal with. This is at a different level. You're losing games with 5-run leads, 4-run leads, 2-run leads with 2 outs in the ninth. I mean, continuously to sit here and we're having the discussion of which is the worst of all the horrendous collapses by this team is a terrible day for Yankees fans.
It's an awful day. It really is. I mean, you start to feel great about this team again, what they're doing with all the injuries and everything else, and then this happens.
And
they were in perfect
now.
Position to win. But you know what, Dave? I mean, you mentioned it earlier in the show. It's what drives me crazy about baseball now with the analytics and everything else. Like you mentioned, you know, going to Green, which is exactly, I mean, that's what Aaron Boone wanted to do. He said,
That was the script coming to the game. Yep.
But I what bothers me though is in theory, that sounds great. The guy I trust the most with Britton down and Chapman down is maybe if they're up, the guy you would trust the most is Green. So you're going to put him in that spot, but I don't know what he's going to look like coming out of the bullpen. Right? Like I have no idea. He could be good.
You know Cess is good, and he's on 5 pitches.
Exactly. And he just mowed down Bogarts, Martinez, and Renfro.
I agree.
5 pitches. I've seen it. Like,
never
even Salamano.
From the game plan. It's like when an NFL team scripts their first, 15 plays, and they're going to go with whatever it says. That's what the Yankees do. Whatever the script is, they're going to stick to it and not move away from it. And it's very, very frustrating.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Pedro Hernandez clamoring, says, please let's run it up the pole for HDumpty39 to host. And I'll be right here by your side. If you fall, I'll catch you, like the song says.
No, I'm good.
If you fall, I will catch you.
Yes.
I will be waiting time after time.
A lot to get into today.
Here's the thing. It can't be worse than that one.
No, it could be. It could absolutely be worse than that.
No, because you'd be prepared.
And no, you know I exactly. did. Listen, I done what I came to done yesterday. I opened.
I've done what I came to done.
I did DHIF. I did knobs. Now you take over.
See, but you know what you're like? You're like the Yankees, where you have the script and you won't deviate from it. Right? Like, we're going to do the cookout. We're going to do free range radio. Yesterday, I do the open. Yesterday, I do DHIF. Did, you know, observations. I stay in my lane, and that's what I do. How about a little fun? How about mixing it up on the fly a little bit? How about a little levity? How about 6:30? Boom. Boom.
But why is it? Here's my question to you.
Boom.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
See, this is me just knowing what I'm better at, which is just not driving the show. That's the first point. Second thing is this, and I want RJ in Raymond in on this question. Uh-huh. Why is it that every idea from you that involves levity and fun equals me doing more work and you doing less? Every single piece of me being lazy.
I can host the show in my sleep. Some days I actually have been sleeping during the entirety of the show.
Every and one you of your
think,
ideas
you think for
the show
my,
has
no,
me doing
this
more
is
work.
Not me being lazy. I host 6 days a week. I know that was during football season for years. I hosted every single day. I didn't have a day off for months. I'm not lazy. You could say a lot of things about me. I'm not lazy. I think it would be entertaining, and I think it would be good for you, your ego, and your self-esteem.
Listen, I have no ego. I have no ego.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Exactly. Let's add to it a little bit. I think you can do it.
Listen, maybe I can do it. I don't want to do it. I like when you do it. Like I said yesterday, there's things I can do by myself. I can do it. It's not as enjoyable. I'm talented doing
it. I think
it.
You're missing a golden opportunity.
No, it's not a golden opportunity.
Because, you know, then the powers would be the hair, and they're like, you know what? Hockey show, this guy's solo, he can
no,
do that. He
I'm
can
good.
Do anything.
I'm all set. I got
they
enough
think,
on my
they
plate.
They think you're like a Superman.
No, plate is full. Good.
Your plate's not full. You're weighing out your food.
No, but here's the, listen. See, you have the wrong idea of what's going on with this weighing situation. Plate is full. Plate is full.
It's full of, like, zucchini.
No, so what's wrong with some grilled zucchinis? Delicious. Yeah. Brown rice, turkey burger, maybe some chicken, that steak last night.
Does sound nice.
Yeah, don't be jealous. You're starving yourself. Meanwhile, I'm eating 5 meals a day, losing weight.
I'm losing weight.
5 meals I'm eating, though.
Good for you.
There's no way you're eating 5 meals a day.
But nothing that you're loving. Nothing,
well, what do you mean? Nothing
that is really wetting the palate.
I told this to Hurley. So I heard our program director, Ryan Hurley, came by the house yesterday.
Looks, really? You saw another human being?
Dude, he looks amazing.
He's lost a lot of weight?
He's lost like 40 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
40 pounds looks awesome. So he was asking me about this diet, and I was telling him. He's like, really? You eat that much stuff? I was like, yeah, but it's eating the right stuff, and I got to weigh it out and everything else. So one of the interesting things about this diet is I haven't like... Kind of like when you lose weight. Like in the morning, you'll have your oatmeal and stuff. But for the most part, like during the day, you're trying to avoid carbs. You're
yes,
trying to avoid.
Oh yes.
Okay. So
a lot of proteins, very little
yeah,
carbs.
Yeah, but that's
yes.
not the case with this diet. Like I'm eating, like I'll have brown rice. I'll have, you know, quinoa. I can't even tell you the last time I've legitimately said, I want some butter on something. Like I just don't do it because
yeah,
I just, for
you're
some reason.
Dead inside. That's why.
Well, no, I'm not dead inside, but I'm like, do I really need it? Like, do I need the butter on this? And I'm like, nah, I can go without the butter. So in this diet, I have to have. Like 3 tablespoons of butter, which is not like that's not a little butter. That's a lot of butter with my second meal. Changed my life. Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Butter is phenomenal.
The melted butter on
oh.
My wow. I haven't been living.
Oh, I mean, I would bathe in butter if I could.
Oh,
I
dude,
love,
I'm telling you.
Love butter.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, toasted bagel. Butter melts in. That's heaven. Multiple cream cheeses.
Nah, see, that's childhood, man. That's sleeping over at Pete's house. Judy comes out with the bagels, with the butter, and then occasionally maybe...
Oops, know, her top falls open.
Yeah, has a little nip slip with the top.
Yeah. Oops.
I told you that story before?
You told me, I could tell the story.
I tell... See,
I actually think it might be my story that you've taken from me at this
Listen,
point. You've told it so many times.
I'm legitimately sitting here going, I don't think I should tell that story. I think Pete would get upset. I've already told it.
I think you've told it that late. Like the over-under has to be 5.5. I believe it was like a morning, right? It was in the morning. She's in her nightgown. She comes
yes.
out. Maybe there's a pool involved. I forget. And she's around. She walks out and you saw everything.
No, that was his grandma. I seen both. That was his grandma giving us the Mike's Hard Lemonade. His mom, it popped out into my orange juice.
What do you mean it popped that into your orange
it
juice?
It fell into the juice. Like she was, it went into the cup. As she
oh,
was
no,
born.
I don't think you've ever told that story.
Yeah, right into my OJ. I was like,
how does he rebound from that?
He doesn't. I can't, he gets so upset when I say it to him.
See, I'm surprised he stayed friends with you.
No, he loves me.
No, I know he loves you, but I would think you'd be so humiliated and mortified that you'd have to break up the friendship.
Every time he's over, too, I always, like, I'll bring out the orange juice for breakfast. I'm like, hey, Pete.
Who wants orange juice? Oops, that's a bosom. Oh, my goodness. So here's what I'd like to do. I would like, and we'll get to the Yankees in a second, 800-919-3776. Do you love the listeners of this show?
More than anything. More than anything, I love the listeners.
Let's let them decide. If they want you hosting at 6:30, you do it. And if they say, no, you know what? He's not comfortable. Let's not put him in that kind of a stressful situation. We will not do it. Let's run it up the poll. I think that's more than fair.
No, but here's the other question. You asked me how much do I love the listeners. I told you more than anything.
Right.
How much do the listeners love me? Because if they love me, they'll vote no.
Oh, then that's fine. Knowing going into the voting that you're not comfortable with it and it puts you in a compromised position, this is everything they take into account with you hosting the 6:30 segment.
Do you realize how much time went into the Open yesterday? How much time and effort? And now all of a sudden you want to turn around on a feel-good Friday and have me host the segment?
RJ,
what a bad guy you are.
RJ, throw it up there on the Twitter, would you? Very simple.
RJ, don't jeopardize what we have with
RJ,
this poll
question. Very simple. Would you like Rick to host the 6:30 segment with Dave right there beside him just in case? Yes or no? That's it. Simple. Right to the point. Don't take a lot of words. You could have it up there in 30 seconds.
Comrex right. Could be thrown out the window at any point.
Yeah, we do run the risk. I will post it, but just know it could result in solo Dave for 90 minutes.
Here's the funny part. Had you chosen Dave to be the one that officiates this wedding, halfway through the ceremony, be like, hey, RJ, you know it'd be fun. How about you do it, and I'll stand next to you
in case you need me. You can't officiate your own wedding. No, that's just crazy talk.
Do you have somewhere to be, like at 6:25, and you're a little concerned? I'm starting to wonder.
No, I have nowhere to be. I want to be here. There's no place I'd rather be. I just think it would be entertaining for the masses, for the listening audience, to have Rick do a little hosting.
If Rick embarrasses himself, it'd be great.
No,
awesome.
I don't
Thanks,
think
Dave.
You would. I think you'd be great, and I think it would be a new venture for you. And now I think
I don't
you'd be like,
need
you know
any
what?
New ventures.
You know, you need someone from 9 to midnight on a Sunday?
No.
I'm your guy.
I'm all set. I'm good. I got this. I got the hockey coming up. I got Portland coming up. I'm set. I'm good.
You know what I think of when I think of this? And I bet you management would say the same thing. This is a great opportunity for you. This is a great opportunity for you.
I don't want the opportunity.
This could open up many doors. You might not even realize. I'm not a doorman. I'm not trying to open doors. You know, they say that you use, what, like 18% of your brain and 80% goes unused? This could be like you taking that pill and all of a sudden just, oh, look, colors I've never seen before out there.
You know when you go to a diner and you can sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
The counter?
Counter?
Yeah, the counter.
That never gets old. That would be a one seed.
Yeah, you think in my bracket that's a one seed? I did my little algorithm yesterday. Yeah.
No, that's pretty good. That might be the two.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
it's a shame we can't do a drop madness. It really is.
Head above water.
That would have to. Would that be the overall one?
No, that's number one in the whole tournament.
But that would be like the undefeated Kentucky one going in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the powerhouse.
We saw the Tibbs in game three made the switch.
I love that.
How about we do this? Like his book. You should read his book. It's actually pretty interesting.
I don't read.
Why did you get them like a turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle? Bezenhout. I'm a boater.
I feel like it's embarrassing. I'm somewhat winded from shooting penalty shots.
I propose this, is that, and this won't be in competition with the K-Show, and we're not copying the K-Show. What we're doing is we'll incorporate for the whole station. What if we do a Dave bracket, a Rick bracket? Why don't we do a bracket from every single show and then have a station bracket? K can do his own bracket, but then we'll have a station drop bracket.
Here's what I would need. Because it is their baby. Although RJ did create it. Now he's on our show. So I wonder if the intellectual property goes along with him. I think I'd feel more comfortable if they signed off on it.
Oh, of course. No, we're not just going to institute it. What I'm saying.
Right.
We'll do a K bracket.
Because we know what that feels like.
Yeah. I mean, it happens every week.
I mean, I'm in the car yesterday, and I hear caller roulette, line five, and I just and I heard who was hosting it. I forget even who was hosting the show.
I think it was Bart.
It was Bart. No, but who
it was Bart? It was Fitz. Fitz and Bart.
And Fitz is like, and don't call and ask us how we're doing. I was like, I mean, that's
your line.
My line.
That's your intellectual property. That is a direct quote from Dave Rothenberg. No, it's a, listen, that's fine. That's not who we are. I'm sure they'll have a Friday cookout here at some point, probably next week.
Yeah, probably.
We'll call it a barbecue or something.
By the way, the voting is very close. Those that love you hear what you're saying, and we're 52% yes, 47% no, with obviously tenths of the point thrown in there. So it's very tight.
But I mean, I host CMT. I host Nobservations. I host DHIF.
Yeah, I think you're missing that. This is a great opportunity for you.
No, but here's the thing, though. You mentioned management. I don't want any more opportunities.
Trust the speakers!
Like, I don't need the, hey, Rick, do us a solid. Dave and Chris are off. You need to do the show by yourself. I would rather them think I can't. That way I get Carlin or I get Gordon.
Hmm. Yeah, but you know what? It's good to spread your wings a little
bit. No, I don't. I'm happy in the nest.
Just this one time.
No, I'm in the nest. Keep me in the nest. You go get the food.
You can send it out. You can send the tape out across the country.
No.
Maybe like St. Louis comes calling.
Then you can spit it in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Baby bird it. I'm going to... You can be the daddy bird.
I'm going to chew it up. I'll do all the reads. I'll get them out of the way. At 6:27, we'll break. We'll come back. 6:30, 6:31... I will even introduce you. And now at 6:31 on DCR, here is one Rick DiPietro. All right.
No, just consider me, you know, Zach Britton and Aroldis Chapman today. I'm down. I'm not available.
You know what? I'm throwing wild pitches at 6:25.
No.
You're going to have to come into the game. 60% now say, yes, this is what we want. All right. I'm down to 56%.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
This is DCR. It's Rick DiPietro with Dave Rothenberg. You're probably asking yourself, why is Rick driving the show today?
Sounds
it's
great.
Because Dave's on vacation already. He's going to Lake George. I'm going to try to find out the hotel that he just haggled with so you guys can go visit him. If you see him at Lake George boating, hiking, make sure you sit down, ask him how he's doing. He loves all that stuff. Loves it.
So I'm doing a boater. So well. This is really good. Keep going.
But you're so lazy. That's what this is. The impetus is you're lazy.
No, it's not. My impetus is for entertainment. How could you say that I'm lazy?
No, you're not lazy. You just prefer not to do much work.
That's the definition of lazy. Go ahead. Drive.
Did you like how I used burgle yesterday, by the way? I felt proud of myself after the show yesterday. I was like, I used burgle perfectly yesterday.
There is zero chance I would burgle a house.
Yeah.
I loved it.
All right. So before we get into we've got to talk about the NFL.
Yes.
And the memo was sent out to clubs.
People know that DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Continue.
I kind of like this. Maybe we do this from now, a little tag team.
Were like co-hosting? Like really co-hosting?
Yeah. Like we're both hands. Your hands on the wheel. My hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
When we were
like
about Thelma the tag Louise team here. On Rick Dave.
I like that. Remember, we were Thelma and Louise with the
Mets.
With the Mets.
We were all in.
And then we got the tailgate, which at some point we got to do the tailgate again.
Well, when we feel appropriate to do another tailgate, we will do another tailgate. Yeah.
So I told you I had a story and observations. For some reason, you know, RJ now has to change the segment. He wants sound and everything else. Like it's whatever. So I actually had a story that I wanted to tell yesterday quickly before we get into the NFL because it pissed me off. You probably already saw the story. Becca Myers, have you seen the story? She's
no.
deaf and blind.
No.
She was going to compete in the Paralympics.
Oh, and they won't let her bring like her aide with her?
Her mother.
Oh, her mother?
It's her mother.
And why?
That she does not. They told her repeatedly that she does not need a personal care assistant.
So she's deaf and blind.
Deaf and blind.
And they won't let her bring her mother to help her navigate. At the Olympics.
Because, here's the best part, here's the kicker, is because there will be a single personal care assistant on staff that is available to assist her, deaf and blind, and 33 other Paralympic swimmers, 9 of whom are visually impaired. 9 are visually impaired, and Becca is deaf and blind, and we can't have your mom go. So So now she's not in the Paralympics.
It's an embarrassment.
It's
so she
disgusting.
Can't go because she can't navigate on her own.
No, of course not. And this is, I mean, are you kidding me? It's her mom. Like, as if her mom wouldn't want to go to the Olympics anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Horrendous decisions.
It's gross.
At the Olympics.
Is what it is.
I agree with you.
It makes me sick. All right, so let's get into the NFL stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I'm torn on this because having gone through a lockout and missing a year and sitting with owners and Gary Bettman trying to negotiate CBAs and everything else, what ends up happening, and I think you even kind of saw this in baseball, right, is the best way to get what you want as a league or as an owner is to turn the players against each other. Right? Like in baseball, you got all of a sudden now hitters against pitchers.
Right.
It's like that's you separate the masses, divide and conquer, and that's exactly what they did.
And
so they sent out
unified and then they'll fall apart, correct?
Exactly right. And they know it because it happens every time. We always do because they're billionaires, whatever. So they sent out this memo, and what it's done essentially is it's obviously incentivizing. They want everyone vaccinated, right? They want all these teams to have the threshold being vaccinated.
That's correct.
Because you lose games, you lose money. And you saw that last year. They had, you know, they played 272 games last year, every single one of them, over the 18 weeks. And again, we're in a situation where they don't want to add a 19th week this year. You got 17 games, you got 18 weeks. They don't want to add a 19th to accommodate games that they can't play. So what happens now is, to my point, turning players against players, that if one of these games cannot be rescheduled, right? There's a break, there's a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players. So there's the distinction among unvaccinated players, because we've seen vaccinated players, you saw with the Yankees, that could get COVID, that causes a game cancellation, and the game obviously can't be rescheduled. The team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss. In addition, and here's the piece de resistance of this, players on both teams will not be paid for the lost game. Both teams.
Oh, only the unvaccinated.
No.
What
players? So if the game
everybody
can't be
will
played,
not get paid. So what they're doing now is setting up this situation so there's peer pressure in the NFL.
Exactly.
So if you are pro-vaccine, you are getting on the other guy saying if it's your fault. It's your fault if you're not vaccinated and this game can't be played and there's a forfeit here. Now I don't get paid because of you. Now I hate you.
And it's both teams, not just your team. So your team, it's obviously we're going to lose the money, but we also have the loss. If we're the team that starts, if we're the team with the outbreak and the game can't get played, it's not rescheduled.
And the other team gets the win, I would
imagine. Gets the win, but none of them get paid.
Now, if you're vaccinated, they'll find a way to make the game up and you're going to get paid?
They'll try to accommodate that, yeah, for teams that are vaccinated.
But what does that mean? Like, there's no way that 100% of the team is going to be vaccinated.
Well, it doesn't have to be 100%.
You have to have met the threshold?
You have to get to the threshold.
Which is what, 85%?
It was 85%.
Yes. So if you have 85% or more vaccinated, they will work with you, and you will still get paid. If you do not, then you get the hammer.
Then you get the hammer, yep.
Wow. Listen, they could do whatever they want.
So Judy Batista reported that with the players coming to camps, now, I mean, NFL, I can't wait, NFL training camps have opened. She said that more than 78% of players league-wide have had at least one shot. You got 14 teams that have had at least 85% of their players vaccinated. And Tom Pelissero reports that all 32 teams have at least a 50% vaccination rate among players. But there are the players. For example, I mean, I actually almost told the story yesterday, the Cole Beasley. Have you heard that story yet?
Yes.
Cole Beasley doesn't want to get the vaccine.
He's going to stand by it. Yep.
Well, so he went back and forth with Mark Cuban. So
on Twitter?
Yeah. He proposed something like, I'll take the vaccine if you give me a percentage of what Pfizer's making off the vaccine and put it in my wife's name. So Cuban said, okay, done. You get the vaccine and I'll put a share of Pfizer in your wife's account to incentivize you to go get it.
And his response to that was?
There was no response. And then now, and he deleted the tweet, DeAndre Hopkins, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. He deleted that, but...
Well, listen, it's his right. If he doesn't want to play, he doesn't have to play.
No, I know, but that's... But see, here's the thing, though. And this happens a lot. Like, with the whole... In our industry, it happens a lot. With, you know, we turn these microphones on, and it's like, well, we can say what we want with free speech. Well, you can say it, but... There's going to be ramifications for saying it.
But isn't that the case anywhere? You can't just go to your job and do whatever you want. You have to follow the rules and regulations. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with their jobs that do not like the things that come with their employment.
Yeah, but there are also people think that it's my right.
And I guess it is.
No,
right?
It is.
You cannot get vaccinated. To me, it feels like it's kind of selfish, but you cannot get vaccinated. But on the flip side... They're the employer, and if they want to punish you for not doing something that they deem is necessary for the workplace, they're going to punish you.
Yeah, they're going to punish. I mean, it's a private. I mean, the NFL is. I mean, they get to make the rules, right? Like, just like, you know, you send your kids to school. There's rules. Like, your kids have to have certain vaccinations to go to school, and if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But
then
you can't
homeschool them. Nobody ever stands in the way. Homeschool them. It's fine.
And you saw what happened at? Do you see what happened at BC with one of their?
Yes, tell the story.
So BC
football
team,
beautifully, by the way. I mean, can I just interject? You'll tell the BC story in 1 second.
Yep,
we're going to do free range radio in a minute, right?
Yes,
couple minutes. All right, we should line up those calls. Any call is good. Rick, how do you do your hair? What kind of wipes do you use? Anywhere you want to go. 800-919-3776. Dave, tell us more about Lake George. You know, what's your canty story you have? Anywhere you want to go. 800-919-3776. Continue.
So anyway, so it's a BC is mandated. For you to be on campus, you have to be vaccinated, right? So same thing with the football team. We've heard all the commissioners come out. SEC commissioner, ACC commissioner. Like, we want teams to be vaccinated.
Correct.
So BC saying... You want to play, you got to be vaccinated. One of the players said, I don't want to be vaccinated. They said, we'll help you find a school to transfer to. So he will no longer be on the...
They don't want it.
The Boston College football team.
They don't want the risk that's associated with that.
Well, now, I get it. Listen, and that's...
I'm sure he's not a great player.
But here's the thing, though. People need to understand, and I think there's a disconnect sometimes. It's your right to do what you want. But the company, it's also the right of the NFL to make their decision what they want to do.
Of course it is. You work for them. And people forget that sometimes.
I think people forget that sometimes.
Right? We work for Disney. If we do something that Disney doesn't like or Disney has a rule in place and we don't abide by it, it's within their right to say, okay, you're now in breach of contract and we're done with you.
Yeah. And I mean now, which I don't necessarily like, but... I think we even talked about this yesterday. Like, I think I brought this up. Like, how do you incentivize teams to be vaccinated, right? Like, is there something where you put in, like, in college football where, okay, if it's a vaccinated team that has, you know, what the Yankees had, where it's breakthrough cases and they've all been double vaccinated, they've all been double shots, they're fully vaccinated. Like, can we work with that? Like, can we find a way to reschedule that game as opposed to, you know, a loss? What the NFL has done now is, which, and I told you, I don't love it, is now you're pitting the players against each other. And you're right. It's peer pressure. Because now if one team decides, you know, we're not going to be at the threshold, we got a bunch of unvaccinated guys that go down, we got to forfeit. Yeah, we get the win, but guess what? No one gets paid.
That's right. So everyone loses.
Yeah, and you start dealing with, I mean, you start, especially in football, where contracts aren't guaranteed and guys, you know, life expectancy in the NFL isn't, you know, NBA, Major League Baseball. Yeah, you can't afford to start losing paychecks. You can't.
Well, that's the risk that you're going to take. Maybe some of these guys will stand by that. And maybe some of these guys will decide, you know what, it's worth it for me to get the vaccine. But you don't think this 53rd guy on a roster fighting for a spot, coaches, you know, get together before they send the Turk to tell the guy who's not going to make it. And it's very close. It's neck and neck. Both guys do certain things well. They're right there. We can't decide which one we're going to keep. One guy's vaccinated. One guy refuses. Who do you think gets the spot?
The vaccinated.
It's not even a question.
No, I don't even think it's a question. And they're going to make it. I mean, they'll make it as uncomfortable as possible for the unvaccinated guys too, as far as what they're allowed to do, how often they're going to get tested, and everything else. I mean, but here's the thing though. I mean, some guys have real decisions to make. Like, I can understand. I mean, you could explain to me some reasons why you don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine.
Yes. But, I mean, here's the thing. And I heard Peter say this yesterday. And we'll get to Free Range Radio in a second. If you went to your doctor, right? Like, we trust the medical community for the most part. If you go to your doctor and he says, you need to do this, right? You need a knee scope, or you need a tonsillectomy or something, or an appendectomy, which Peter had, and this was his example. I think most people would say, okay, listen, he's the one with the medical expertise. I'm going to abide by what this person says, right? That's for the most part what I would do. I think that's what most people would do. So that is what the medical community is telling people to do, that we implore you. It's important. It helps you. It helps others to get the vaccine. So, you know, I think that's kind of where we stand here.
No, but here's where I'll push back a little bit, and I can understand why if you're one of these football players that, you know, without vaccines last year, put your head down and fought through it, and they played every single one of these games, but in the same breath, you were telling me last year that I'm in such good shape and I'm young enough where if I get it, it's not going to be a big deal anyway. So why now all of a sudden?
Right. I mean, it wasn't an option last year. We didn't have it last year.
Yeah, but so I didn't have the option last year, and we played. Guys opted out, but for the most part, I mean, we did what we had to do. We played. We got every single one of these games, and you made your money.
Right.
And now we're in a spot where, because you don't want to risk forfeiting these games, is that now you're going to press me into getting no vaccine. Like, what if, like, listen, I don't know what the reasons would be. What if one of the reasons was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to have kids. I don't have any kids yet. Like, is there a chance that this could affect me that way? Then you don't get the answer that you want. Well, we don't know. We haven't done enough testing.
Right. Listen, it's your choice. You can say no.
But it's not your choice, though. The reality
is
it's not your choice, but it's not really, though. Because like you said, if I'm that guy on the roster that is neck and neck with someone to make the team, and because I'm not vaccinated, I'm not going to make a living, well, what's the choice? There is no choice.
That's right. Listen, we were offered, told 5 to 8 in the morning. Right? Now, I know maybe it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but, you know, maybe one of the three of us were not thrilled about waking up at 3:15 and doing the show. It's your choice. You don't have to do it, but this is the choice that we're giving you. And all three of us chose, you know what, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, it was our choice. Ultimately, it's your choice.
It's always your choice. You can opt out?
No, you can opt out, but when you take a step back, especially in the game of football, knowing, like, I don't have long for this game. Like, at some point, this thing is going to be over, and it's going to be, you know, if I'm lucky, in my early 30s, like, I have to take full advantage of every second.
So you weigh your options, and then you decide it's worth the risk.
Yeah.
Or it's not. It's up to you. Entirely up to you. All right, we'll get back to this later. I think it's an interesting conversation. By the way, very well done. Driving beautifully. You know, that was like HOV driving. It's like, you're on the LIE, you have an extra person in the car, it's during the HOV hours, and you're like, yeah, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen in those middle lanes. I'm going to just pop my way right into the left lane, put it at 67 miles an hour, no one near me. Very, very well done. It is now time for Free Range Radio.
It's unpredictable.
Can I experiment a little bit?
It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It's Free Range Radio.
Fully naked. Naked.
And it starts right now.
Love it. Here we go. Free Range Radio. Anywhere you want to go, any question you may have, this is the time to ask it. Rick, are you ready for a little Free Range Radio?
Not only am I ready, David, but look at this. Look at the amount of calls we have for Free Range Radio. It's catching on, baby.
Of course it's catching on. You can hear it now, and I'm sure you can hear it on KJZ at some point from 8 to 10 today on 98.7 ESPN. Tony in the Bronx. Tony, you're the leadoff man on FRR. Good morning.
If you guys could have a dinner with three people, dead or alive, from any time in history, who would you be? Who would you be with?
Now, are you looking for, like, celebrity, or do you want me to like, pull out the heartstrings here?
Yeah, give me celebrities.
All right,
celebrities.
Any
music,
three.
Whatever.
Any three. Well, that's a tough question.
It's a really tough question. Like, really tough question.
Any three people, all-time history. I think you have to go with people that have passed, right? Because I'm thinking Lawrence Taylor, but I mean, I could in theory make that happen now.
That's Lawrence Taylor.
You think
that's
you can make dinner happen with Lawrence Taylor?
I think if I called him and said I'll give you $50,000 either to you or the charity of your choice, and we go out for dinner. Yeah, I think I could figure out a way to make that happen. I can't have dinner with Babe Ruth unless I'm playing this game. So I'm going to go all three that are deceased.
Yeah, morbid, but okay.
I'm going to go Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln will go on celebrity then. Abraham Lincoln celebrity.
Yeah, he said he'd prefer celebrity. I'm going to go Abraham Lincoln as one.
Why not George Washington?
Well, how do you know I won't? I have two more spots.
Well, you're not going to go all president. I mean, he said celebrities, you're going dead presidents.
So?
I think he meant he said music, sports, actors.
The president of the United States is...
No. I mean, so Daniel Day-Lewis then is who you want to go have dinner with?
No, not Daniel Day-Lewis.
But he's in character the whole time. But he's in character the whole time.
RJ, can you explain if I'm doing this correctly or not?
Well, whether you are or are not, I guess I'm going to put in some new policy so we could keep it moving.
I know what you're going to say. You got to hurry up with your choices.
Well, yes.
All right, fine. Then, you know what? I'm going Abraham Lincoln. I'm going Joe DiMaggio. Here's what I'm doing. And I'm going Marilyn Monroe. I want to see what's going on with those two. Done. Where are you going?
I don't know how you... I'm throwing... I don't even know.
Great.
Kyle Higashiyoka.
No, Higashiyoka's not going.
I don't think we're supposed to go presidents. I don't think we're supposed to go presidents.
He said anybody.
No, he said celebrities.
You don't think a president is a celebrity?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh, my God. All right. Those are mine. I'm going Lincoln. I'm going DiMaggio. I'm going Marilyn Monroe. Where are you going?
Gulani Sutaki.
You want to go Sutaki?
No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go Sutaki.
And you want to go Damon?
I'm going George Washington because I'll go presidents with you. I'm going...
You're killing the segment.
I think maybe go Babe Ruth, too. Babe Ruth, I think, would be in the mix for sure. And I'll go Muhammad Ali, too.
There you go. Thank God. Marco in Brooklyn. Marco, you're on Free Range Radio.
Who's the better goat, Jordan or Brady?
Oof. I'll say, and this pains me, Jordan. I think Jordan is the better player than Tom Brady.
Jordan is probably the better player than Tom Brady, but I mean, yeah, I'll go. I mean, I think I'll go Jordan as well.
Let's go to Shakir in Newark. Shakir, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, do you think the NFL should go from both teams touching a ball in overtime to just playing the whole quarter out and season wins, and then if it's a tie, it ends in a tie?
That's a lot of football. I mean, to play a full additional quarter, and that's what they've tried to eliminate this whole time.
I would rather that, but it's not going to happen, especially with 17 games.
I think it's more legitimate, but how are you going to do that? You just added a 17th game, and now there's a chance you're going to play a full quarter?
No, they're not. The answer to your question is they're not.
But his question was, would you like to see that? So yeah,
I
would like to see it. I think it's unrealistic to expect that we will, in fact, see it. Dan in Westfield. Dan, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, guys. Wanted to know what the most embarrassing moment of your life was.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many.
I've had a lot of embarrassing moments. I can't even think of the moment.
I'll tell you one that I was mortified. I've already told you this story. I mean, that was when I went to Germany for the lockout.
You fell when you went.
And I fell across the red line. And then I got tripped by an ice girl one time when I got a first star of the game. I fell down in the flag. That was embarrassing. That was really embarrassing.
Moment in my life. God, I'm not deflecting. I'd have to really spend some time to think about it, and I don't think RJ would appreciate me wasting that kind of time at the moment.
It would probably be something sexual with you, though. I can imagine this has been some embarrassing sexual encounters.
No, not really.
Nah. Until I see that video, I question that.
The video is embarrassing, but it hasn't been taken in by everybody. Most embarrassing moment of my life. I've had some doozies, but I don't know. I guess I have to answer. I mean, I remember. And this is really embarrassing. I probably shouldn't even tell you that. Although the thermometer story is embarrassing.
Yes, very embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
I am thermometer boy right now.
There you go. Let's go to Corey.
I have fractured glass in my rear.
All right, enough. Corey in Greenwich. Good morning, Corey.
Greenwich.
Oh, God. You
screw it up every time.
About it, too.
Every time you screw it up.
It says Greenwich.
I mean, maybe I should drive.
It's Greenwich.
All right. Maybe this is my most embarrassing moment. What do you got, Corey?
Number one New York franchise right now.
What does that mean?
Best run?
Islanders. Yes, best run New York franchise.
Islanders.
Yeah. Islanders, number one right there. I can't even think of who number two would be.
Best run New York franchise at the moment?
Yeah. Who's number two?
Oh, I mean, it's the Durant, Harden, and Kyrie are running the Nets.
The Nets.
You
How
think?
About the Mets? The Mets are probably top four.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets are right up there. You don't like Gettleman, so you can't say the Giants.
Oh, stop it. There's no way.
Jets are up in the air.
The laughing stock of the NFL. No, I can't say the Giants. All right, you want to be done or you want one more?
I want one more.
All right, Rob in Pleasantville. Rob, have at it. You're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, guys. Love the show. If you guys can take one athlete from another team in that era and put them on your favorite team from that era, like Joe Montana from the 80s be on the Giants from the 80s, what athlete would you choose?
Jerry Rice from the 80s on the Giants.
Tom Brady from the Patriots on my Jets.
Yes, that would have changed the entire narrative. All right, beautiful. Loved it. I liked Free Range Radio. I don't know that I love the name, to be honest with you, still. But I love the segment.
Yeah, I like it, too. I'm disgusted with my list, by the way.
You want to redo
it? My
list
stinks.
Why? Babe Ruth?
No,
George
but
Washington?
It's not my best list. I was thinking, too, I mean, go back to the... I mean, I could have dinner with Sinatra, get Rat Pack stories.
You could.
How crazy would those stories be?
You know what?
JFK?
JFK.
Well, you already went Monroe, so I figured I would get the stories from you.
I didn't go Monroe.
You didn't go Marilyn Monroe?
Lincoln.
Oh, no, you went DiMaggio. Did you go DiMaggio?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you went Monroe, too. Who did you go? You went Lincoln, DiMaggio,
Oh, Marilyn Monroe, yes. I thought you were thinking James Monroe.
No, Marilyn Monroe.
That's what I said. I was like, I went with Lincoln, not Monroe.
No.
Yeah.
No, so I figured, like, I wouldn't, like, Jake, I want to know those stories, too.
Yeah, JFK would be good.
JFK would be good, but I figured you'd tell me
you know
those.
Why? He had, like, the nuclear codes, and he had all the extracurricular stuff with all the ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think JFK would have to be.
You got to go best stories, too, because you figure, I mean, we're going to have a couple
You know what you
wine.
Could do? You could make it extra uncomfortable. I go JFK, DiMaggio, and Monroe. Now I've got...
No.
Now I got a fiasco
on my hands. Now it's an orgy. Like, who knows what breaks out?
Who knows what breaks out? She starts singing. God knows what happens.
That wouldn't be a bad dinner, though.
And if that's a birthday dinner, and she starts singing happy birthday, forget it. All hell breaks loose.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you working with your top five list now of hosts at the station?
I'm working with it, yep.
Are you ready to present it, or do we need to do a little Yankees conversation?
I got that list. I'm also sitting here going through my mind my three guests at dinner, too, and I'm disgusted with myself.
Well, you can redo it. You want to redo it?
No, I don't want to redo it, but because there's just too many.
You want to go James Monroe?
No, I don't want James Monroe. I like the fact that you're taking Maryland. I don't think you need Maryland and JFK, because I think you get the same, or DiMaggio and Monroe.
Oh, but DiMaggio, Kennedy, and Monroe, and now you can find out lots of stuff, and it's awkward.
Yeah, but that's like a Jerry Springer episode is what you're setting yourself up for.
Okay.
Is that what you want? Maybe that's what you want.
I'm with the President of the United States, one of the greatest baseball players to ever walk the planet, and Marilyn Monroe? Wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though, is because now all of a sudden when we start straying away from, like, just going athletes, you know, singers, actors, like celebrities like that, is we start getting into, like, because I'm so interested. Like, remember we brought up pickleball the other day, and you asked who invented pickleball? Like, the people that have these ideas, like, I'm going to invent the telephone.
So
you know what?
So Alexander Graham Bell would be someone.
Yeah, like, so like, I want to know.
I like
I wanna,
Thomas Edison.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Who invented pickleball?
I think it's William Pickle.
It was not William Pickle.
Those people fascinate me. They fascinate me.
Wait, you would think about the guy that invented pickleball as one
no.
of your three guests at dinner?
Well, maybe just because we're trying to get in. I mean, we're trying to get into the pickleball community. Like, if all of a sudden now me and you are, like, tight with the guy who invented it,
Is he still living?
Oh, I don't know, but that does some stuff for us as far as credibility.
I saw a commercial with Jerry Rice and Brett Favre playing pickleball. I will be great at pickleball.
Great. See, I think you'll be good too, and that's why.
Honestly, great, because I think that like the running in tennis could hold me down at this point, where it didn't used to be. I used to be able to cover every inch of the court, but I think that could be an issue. But it's tennis without the running.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's not all about smashing it either.
No. There's placement. There's everything going on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so do you have your top five list?
I got my top five.
All right, go ahead. From 5 to 1, build the suspense.
You want me 5 to 1?
5 to 1, yeah.
All right, number five, I'm going with the big fella. I'm going with Chris Carlin.
All right.
Number fair. Five on my list.
Five is Carlin.
Number four, I'm going with my original partner, my OG partner. Man, I love. I'm going with Alan Hahn, number four.
I like it.
Number three, I'm going with my new partner, guy who puts a smile on my face every single morning. I'm going with Dave Rothenberg, number three.
Okay. So I'm three.
Because this is a legitimate list we're doing here now.
No. I think you're doing well. I think I should be higher, but I think you're doing well.
Well, you'll understand why. Because now all of a sudden, I'm going Greeny, number two.
Mm.
Hall of Famer, Mike Greenberg, number two. Get up, straight to the radio.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
And especially with the amount of money he's making, the drive, the willingness to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
I do, because if I had that much money, I'm probably not waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a show every day.
No, you're not.
No.
Although you love yourself on TV. You do love you. I mean, you are an egomaniac.
Goes without saying. And number one is, of course,
I'm going with the case. They're number one.
It's not a terrible list.
That's a good list.
It's not a terrible list.
Okay.
And here's the other thing, though. Here's why Kay's number one and Greeny's not number one, is because Kay spends more time on the station.
And you're also in love with him.
And
you're
love him.
Love with Greeny the same.
I love him. Oh, I love Greeny, too. I love both.
How about Greeny stealing my bit the other day, huh?
That's been happening a lot. It's an epidemic here at the...
Well, RJ says he attributed it, but he still took it.
No, but it was nice of him. Listen, that's... I mean, you got Greeny attributing with stuff. That's nice.
It was such a genius idea that I brought to the table.
Well, but I mean, what I didn't like about it, though, is rest area, yeah, cool. Like, dish at a restaurant, okay, that's kind of on the same level.
No, dish at a restaurant is awful.
Well, no, but that's... I mean, some people take that seriously. Like, Canty married that. Like, that's...
Well,
some people
a terrible
like,
choice
cool.
by Canty.
I would love
There's
a
no way you're taking a dish at a restaurant over a mountain.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You can't have the mountain in the conversation.
Or
like, the
airport.
Mountain is not compared. Like, rest area and dish at a restaurant are closer than, okay, now a mountain. Of course you're taking the mountain.
Right. Because the other day on the show, and here's... And this is the genius of me, is that Debbie Duhaime was doing the traffic update. And she's saying, you know, Jersey Turnpike, avoid this, and, you know, the Vince Lombardi rest area. And I was like, rest area? Why is there not a rest area named after me? And we came back on air, and I mentioned it, and the conversation and the topic now exploded over to Greeny's show. So much so that Greeny's producer texted me saying, I can't believe you have now done this to the show.
Oh, yeah.
We can't talk anything that we're supposed to get into today.
See, that's what's amazing about you, though. I want people. I want the fans of the show, the minions that Dave likes to call his fans, which is disgusting and disgraceful. And old Pedro and Lonnie and everyone that loves the show, to just sit back for a quick second and just to understand the mind of one Dave Rothenberg. He's listening to Debbie Duhaime do a traffic report, and the first thought when she mentions something about traffic is, and a rest area is, why do I not have a rest area named after me?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That is...
See, but you're burying the
lead. It's delusional,
is what it is. You're burying the lead.
No, that's the lead.
And the genius of me was I heard it, and I brought it from that into our show, and it now... You know, five steps later is now something that's being discussed on Greeny's show for so much time that they're like, oh, my God, this is... Can we please get back to sports a little bit?
By the way, your idea, like I said, was already on TV. It was on SNY. It was called Beer Money.
No. Beer Money was a show where they would have some schmo stand there and they'd ask him like three or four questions. And they would give him money for each correct. He did not... They did not walk up to people that were unsuspecting. This is someone that was
prearranged. Well, yeah, because they didn't want to get arrested. You're going to get arrested. I mean, they already know you're a lurker.
Well, you know, that's part of the beauty of the show, the charm of the show.
Yeah, okay. Well, you get stabbed. Like that show Cheaters, where they're like, oh, we caught you, and the guy stabbed
him. No one's going to stab me and arrest
me. Who knows?
If you're out for dinner, And I walk up to you and I say, excuse me, would you like to partake in this? You're not gonna scream and freak out. I don't say there's a chance that you can have a free dinner because of a little knowledge that you might have. You would run towards that.
No, you would not.
Oh, with cameras around? Oh,
no.
Sensational.
Have a big check. How about that? See, if you have the big check, I think you'll have more success.
You mean like that huge bank check that they hand out at golf tournaments?
Yes.
But for like $50?
It doesn't matter how much it's worth. It's a big check. People love the big check.
The big check? I like the big check.
You know, that's how Lenny Dykstra got his first car wash started.
With a big check?
No, yeah. He saw a place that he's like, oh, this would be a great car wash. That's where he made a bunch of his money, was the car washes. He's like, this is perfect. But some lady lived in the house. He said, but I need that piece of property. So he got one of those big, giant checks and walked up and said, I'll give you this much money.
And she was so taken by the big check.
Yes.
That she, yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, and it's worked out well for Lenny. So who knows what I'll do here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.